Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests continue outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, as security forces fired tear gas at them today after the pro-Iranian demonstrators spent the night outside the compound's gates. It comes a day after the scene of chaos unfolded at the embassy as thousands of Iraqis took to the streets in outrage over weekend U.S. airstrikes, which left over two dozen Iranian-backed militia fighters dead. President Trump making this pledge as he began a New Year's celebration at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night.
You know, this will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. This will never, ever be a Benghazi. But we have some of our greatest warriors there.
700,000 people expected to be watching in person as the Rose Parade kicks off in about an hour in Pasadena. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pope delivering his first Mass of the year at the Vatican. Pope Francis denouncing violence against women in his first message of the year, his address also calling for an end to the exploitation of the female body and defending women's rights to migrate in search of a better future for their children. The Pope also condemned those who put economic growth ahead of the well-being of others. British researchers at the University of Sussex say they recommend starting the new year with a dry January when you abstain from alcohol for the month. They say their research shows it helps people regain control of their drinking after the holidays. They studied over 800 people who did it last year and found going a month without booze helped them to have more energy, lose weight, improve their skin, quit smoking, and also sleep better. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you have 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he has no problem taking part in an impeachment trial involving President Trump. It's what Giuliani told reporters at a New Year's Eve party at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida last evening, the former New York City mayor saying he would, quote, testify and do demonstrations. Quid pro quo is at the top of the 45th annual list of banished words released by Lake Superior State University. The university says the phrase had the most nominations. It spiked in November during the impeachment investigation of President Trump. Also on the list of banished words, artisanal, curated, totes, and the phrase, okay, boomer. And it looks like someone hacked Grammy-winning artist Mariah Carey's Twitter account, and on New Year's Eve at that, the alleged hacker using the singer's account to post dozens of offensive, racist, and lewd tweets, most of which have all been since deleted. Some posts also referenced the hacking group Chuckling Squad. That's the same collective that hacked Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's account last summer. Well, you can feel safe when you visit our webpage. Yes, we're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And back with us for another shot at his curveball. It still won't hang on me. It won't hang for me. He just keeps throwing it by me. Is Barry Zito. We're talking about his book, Curveball, and we're going to be able to get into some things that we didn't have a chance to get into the first time around. Hey, Barry, great to have you back, buddy.
Absolutely. Great to be with you. I really enjoyed our last one.
Well, Barry, you know, for you, I was reading your book and going through it, and I'm thinking, gosh, here you are. You're the pride of an Italian father, an Italian family, the influence there. Anybody, Hispanics are the same way. And you lived to please your father, and you enjoyed the mantle for the family during those early years that took you on an incredible trajectory that was, predicated upon your skills as a baseball player.
That's right. Yeah. And I don't think that's something my father meant, to happen was for me to feel like I had to earn his love, by
right.
any means.
Right.
But, I think that's just what I interpreted. He was just trying to raise a son that could have a great head start in life financially and have a chance to, have some financial security. And those are all very good intentions. But, I guess I just realized that, there was nothing more important than baseball. And I think he would have agreed in a lot of ways. And, because he himself didn't really have a foundation of anything that superseded what he did in the world. And so I can't really fault him for that.
Well, your dad, let's face it, your dad, like my dad, came out of an era where, if it was going to happen, you were the cause of it. You had to make it happen. And your dad had embraced a mentality and mindset that said, hey, look, it's all on me. I've got to make things happen. And you can't blame him for, what he experienced growing up as a kid.
Yes, exactly. He had a major setback as a kid, being a product of a rape and being hidden, as a child in the back of homes. And, so his family in a lot of ways was ashamed of him just because they couldn't explain, how he kind of came into the world and certainly didn't want to their neighbors. And, so he had to overcome all that, like you said, and go make a living. And he actually dropped out of school, I think, in eighth or ninth grade and started, working and trying to make money for the family. And eventually he parlayed that work ethic into a great jazz musician career.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, your mother was part of that as well that we had talked about last time. And, Barry, for you in your career, here your college career punctuated everything, the trajectory that you were on. Like I said, the pride of this Italian family, and in 99, you become the pitcher of the year in college at Pac-10, first team college All-American, Pac-10 Conference All-Star. I mean, everything's just skyrocketing for you. You get signed to the bigs, and 2 years later, what, in 2002, maybe 3 years later, here you are. You're a Cy Young Award winner. Are you kidding me? That fast?
Yeah, that was a real whirlwind, you know, and a lot of that, you know, a lot of these strange decisions to transfer colleges, you know, in the middle of the night and, you know, go from a great four-year school to a two-year junior college. You know, these just strategic decisions were all made by him, because after his musical career, he was a talent manager, and he had an amazing sense of what to do to get where he needed his client to go. And so, you know, I just kind of listened, never really said anything. And when I would push back a little bit, you know, it was kind of like, well, Barry, listen, I know better, you know, and I'm not smarter. I just have made 50 years more of mistakes, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And so, but what I learned, unfortunately, was that I couldn't trust myself. I couldn't trust my own gut. I couldn't trust my own instincts. And really, I couldn't make my own decisions. And that was something I wasn't aware that was happening, but that came back to hurt me, you know, years later.
Right. Well, here you go, as the trajectory continues to catapult you. In 07, you signed the biggest contract, $126 million. You know, a blessing and a curse all at the same time, in a sense, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, once pro athletes, we sign these big deals, you know, all eyes are on us, and, you know, they would say, well, there's a bullseye on your back now, you know, get ready.
Right,
and
right.
I think I was so caught up in the attention I was getting, and again, I didn't have a foundation, so I was just living high on this attention and adoration and people talking about me in the newspapers, and
right,
of course trying to go chase women around Hollywood to, you know, get on the cover of the gossip magazine. So I really didn't see, you know, this kind of contract as a mandate in a lot of ways, to like, hey man, let's focus on baseball, let's get it done, you know.
Right.
It was kind of like, well, what can this do for my ego in a lot of ways? And, it became a scary thing to try to maintain performance and really pitch, you know, well enough for that contract to validate.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's what the fans want, that's what your bosses want, and you know, up to this point, it's good to be Barry Zito. I mean, you're in the Hollywood Hills, you're living high and mighty, you got fast cars, fast women, a fast lifestyle. It's all good to be Barry. But then we get to 2010, and the jet is running out of propulsion, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just being raised in kind of a what can I think, what can I put out into the world to create my success, right? What, being raised in that mindset, mm-hmm. It was really a fun thing to have success, and I would take full credit for it. And then, unfortunately, when there was no success and I was failing for, you know, really bad for those first 4 years as a San Francisco Giant, I blamed nobody but myself. And
right.
So it's like, you know, because I never viewed my success as a gift, you know, or grace or any of that. It was, I earned this all, so now it was like I'm responsible for the failure. And I started to do a downward spiral, you know, mentally, emotionally, which really hit rock bottom in 2010 when I was told I wasn't allowed to pitch with my team in the playoffs.
Exactly.
And, you know, had to watch them go win the World Series that I was paid to come over and win them.
Well, and amazing too, Barry, as I read, in the midst of all this, your father is having health problems. You're still attending the games, which is, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stars that would have just checked out and said, hey, look, I'm not on the roster. You know, I'll just cheer you on from the couch on the living room. But you went to every game. In between time, when you can, you're running to the hospital to, you know, see your dad. And, I mean, and through this whole process, mentally, you're hitting rock bottom. I mean, it's like 2010, in a sense, with all the pain and everything that you endured, was a bit of a blessing, because you were really getting down to the final, you know, essence of who Barry Zito is.
That's right. And I think all of us need to be challenged at some point to really confront what is our worldview, what do we believe, and why. And I think there are so many folks, you know, regardless of what religion or spirituality, they don't know why they believe. They just know they believe.
Right.
And I think for us to explain why why? Why does this make sense? Why? How would you defend this to somebody that, let's say, was trying to persuade you to believe something else? And I think most people probably can't give a good answer on that.
Right.
And, you know, and I think, you know, I'm just starting to learn about this, you know, the apologetics and things, but I think I would have told you, you know, going into that, why does my current worldview work? Well, because it works for me. I have success. Life's good. Life's comfortable. And
right.
when the comfort got taken from me, that's when I was like, I have no idea why I believe this.
Exactly. I better find something quick. We're talking with Barry Zito. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Barry. We're talking about his book, Curveball, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Barry Zito continues with us. His brand new book, Curveball, the Cy Young Award winner and two-time World Series champion, How I Discovered True Fulfillment After Chasing Fortune and Fame. Barry, as we were talking about 2010, was quite a definitive year for you. And sometimes, you know, as you say, it can be difficult for people to explain what it is and why they believe and what it is they believe in. But sometimes I think it's simple as the blind man. You know, he didn't understand why, you know, what happened to him. All he knew was that one moment he was blind, next minute he could see. And that's what happens, I believe, in our stories, in our relationships with Christ, is that it can be that dramatic and that definitive, when, especially when all our lives, like what you were going through. I mean, you had a metaphysical background, you know, that kind of, if I can envision it and I can see it, I can realize it, you know, kind of background. And that's what carried you all the way through, and what you really desperately tried to find in the midst of that, during that, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, a tormenting 2010 season.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, once I initially had that destructive, you know, situation, I came back to Los Angeles after we won the World Series. And, you know, I had been on the team cable car for the San Francisco Giants parade for that right. World Series. And, you know, first World Series ever in San Francisco. And fans are literally staring at me as I'm on the cable car.
They're flipping you. They're flipping you off. They're doing all kinds of hand signals. Thank you very much. Right.
I mean, Every vulgar gesture right in my direction, you know, mouthing the F word right at me. And so, you know, so I went home and I actually went into a 12-step program and, you know, for codependency, I was so obsessed with pleasing others, hoping others would like me and really living for approval. And so, you know, step two was willing to admit there's a power greater than me, that can restore me my sanity. And that was really what created the soil. You know, they talk about the seed and it needs to go into good soil. That
exactly.
That was me when I finally said, okay, I'm willing to entertain the idea that there is something greater than me that can right. restore me my sanity outside of my own willpower, outside right. of my own self-control.
Well, and you tried everything else, Barry. I mean, before you had Tony Robbins, you had the trainer Paul. I mean, he's taking you to Canada to you know, take some very strange pills. There's a great story in there that's hysterical about lion's milk, and all of a sudden you got incredibly aggressive, which, I mean, you know, in reading that, Barry, I got to tell you, it was reminiscent of my own personal story about my search for God. I was, like, trying everything. I said, you know, because I was raised Catholic like Amber, and taught by nuns, so that's how serious I was. And but anyway, wow. So I am, but when a lot of changes in the Catholic Church occurred, it really upended my foundations, and I started looking for God. And I, you know, I'm studying Buddhism, Scientology. People say, when are you going to read the Bible? I said, you know, I'm into the Zen of motorcycle maintenance right now. I mean, not exactly lion's milk, but close.
And, it's secret mindset, you know.
Exactly. And I think that's why you and I connected the last time, is because we both have that spirit of saying, okay, where is the source, where is the root? And thank God, you know, for me, I came to the root and source, and for you, this 12-step program on codependency, similar to other, you know, programs that we've been aware of and understand, you go through this process, and this starts putting you on the road of wholeness.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think we all need that moment where our head cracks open and we admit that, okay, I actually don't know everything I thought I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not in charge of my own destiny like I thought I was. And so, you know, from there, it was just a process of being more aware of what's happening right now. And I finally got to see myself with a little more perspective. But, you know, over the next few months, there were some very turbulent experiences, even past being left off the roster. You know, I got into this car accident right before my first game of 2011. Of course, I, you know, plowed through that, got better, you know, enough to pitch and stay on the field. And, you know, then I had this very odd foot injury. And so my wife said, honey, do you think God's trying to tell you something? Maybe to just slow down and,
right.
you know, just to look around. And I couldn't, you know, I couldn't ever disagree at that point. I mean, I was on the disabled list, missing my first games of my, you know, 10, 11 year career.
Wow.
So something major was happening. And instead of, you know, bullheading my way through it like I did my whole life, I finally just said, maybe I don't know everything. And a few months later, you know, she hands me a Bible and says, you know, stop reading all these self-help books, you know, and lock those books up, and just hands me a Bible and says, honey, just read this for a little bit. See what you feel. And a few months later, man, I prayed the prayer with the SF Giants team chaplain, and literally, I haven't been the same, you know, and I haven't looked for anything since then, which is the true indication in my mind that I found the truth, because
you've settled.
Nothing was ever standing up, you know, nothing ever met my standards.
No, that's right. Well, you know, and even to read your story about Amber, I mean, what an angel. I mean, somebody who came into your life right when you needed her to come into your life, and what she has done, you know, for you as a woman of faith. And it seems that, you know, she came alongside you and supported you in a way, Barry, in a way that you needed to be supported, not somebody that just could bum rush you into religion or into faith. This was something that, like you say, you know, she gives you the Bible and says, okay, hey, why don't you pick up this self-help book?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was just so masterfully planned by, you know, by the man upstairs. It's incredible. I mean, that the timing was like it was. And I had nothing left in my life. Baseball was gone. My father was in ICU, and Amber was like the only person I'd listened to. And it just worked perfectly that way.
And now you become a student of the Bible, and you start realizing the Father in heaven who wove you in your mother's womb has a destiny and a purpose for you. Yes, the first part of your life, a big part of your life, was lived without him. But now you and Amber and the two boys, you're living now a life with Christ. And now we've gone from the ball field to playing music that you always. I mean, you played music your whole life, but I mean, now you're entering into this new chapter of your life now, right?
Yeah, I've entered a really wonderful chapter where I have, you know, I get to do music full time and be with my family and most importantly be around for my children, you know, to be raised. And, you know, and I think too, the notion that's so interesting to me is speaking to people who have some hang-ups, you know, about God. And, you know, I'm with a group out here called Search, and we just engage, you know, people that have questions, and we just all get in a room, you know, believers, atheists, Muslims, whatever, and we just talk, you know, no judgment.
How cool is that?
And we just get to talk about it, and the, you know, and we say, you know, we talk about exclusive truth, you know, and truth is exclusive, and that doesn't feel good, but there's usually only one truth, you know, even scientifically for everything.
Exactly.
And, you know, and the beautiful thing about God's grace is that, you know, here I was cursing his name a lot of times, you know, I didn't want any part of him. And he just lovingly was like, okay, that's fine. Are you ready now? Okay, that's fine. Are you ready now? Okay, that's fine. You know, for many years. And I just love the patience and that he does not force himself on us. It needs to be a volitional decision.
Exactly. Well, Barry, and I guess, you know, for Curveball, this book that is, as we talked about before, that is very raw and open, you lay it out there, you know, like even being in the cable car there in San Francisco, people yelling and screaming all kinds of things at you, and then coming back in 2012 and winning a World Series again. You've got two World Series rings. Barry, as we wrap things up here, what do you want people to take away from your book?
You know, I just feel like when we're having a hard time, and we all do in life because we're humans, we just need to, I just feel like if we can just humble ourselves and say, you know, maybe I just don't know everything, and really just be open to hearing the gospel and to hearing, you know, this thing that has changed millions and millions of lives. And we're just in a postmodern society where people just manufacture their own religions now, their own spiritualities. And there is lasting truth out there, and it has real change on human hearts. And I just would hope that people are open to hearing it.
Well, Barry, next time I'm in Nashville, I'm going to look you up. I want to go to your Bible study. I want to check this out. It would be it'd be great to be there with everyone and hear the stories. I mean, it sounds really exciting. Barry Zito, Curveball, How I Discovered True Fulfillment After Chasing Fortune and Fame. Barry, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Bill, absolutely. Thank you, buddy.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests continue outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, as security forces fired tear gas at them today after the pro-Iranian demonstrators spent the night outside the compound's gates. It comes a day after the scene of chaos unfolded at the embassy as thousands of Iraqis took to the streets in outrage over weekend U.S. airstrikes, which left over 24 Iranian-backed militia fighters dead. President Trump making this pledge as he began a New Year's celebration at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night.
As you know, this will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. This will never, ever be a Benghazi. But we have some of our greatest warriors there.
700,000 people expected to be watching in person as the Rose Parade kicks off in about an hour in Pasadena. And this is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, at the end of the day, the things that are so important, along with family, especially this time of year. Good to have you along with us, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Liz Peek joins us. She's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, and we've got lots to talk about. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
Just great. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing. I love this time of year. This is my favorite time. I've got to tell you, I finally told my wife, we've been boycotting. I love New York at this time of year. I think I've shared this with you. I love New York, but I've been insulted the previous years and decided, well, we're just not going to go and deal with the liberal, you know, flavoring of New York. But I told my wife, I said, I miss it too much. We're just going to have to, you know, in spite of it, hey, it's there and we'll ignore it. And because we're next year, we're going to go full blown back into the theater and to enjoy the season. Because to me, that's just part of what sets it up. I don't know. There's just something magical about Manhattan at Christmas.
Well, it's cheery. And I have to say, the streets are thronged with tourists and people enjoying the Christmas tree, the store windows, and all of that. It is really a very joyous thing. And I work in the middle of it. I'm, yes. You know, Fox is at 47th and 6th. And I got to say, there are a few too many people, possibly.
Exactly, right around.
But, yeah. But I kind of agree with you. It's a time of year that everyone seems to be enjoying themselves. And that's a great thing.
Exactly. Well, Noah Feldman, the Pride and Joy, one of the Pride and Joy professors of that the Democrats and Adam Schiff brought on stage to be featured during the recent hearings, made the announcement, said, hey, look, if Nancy Pelosi does not take the articles of impeachment to the Senate, the president has not been impeached.
That's very interesting. I didn't see that. I think everyone is trying to figure out what it means, to be honest, and the truth is nobody knows, because right. The Constitution does not in any way describe what happens under these circumstances. I have to say, you know, we're all trying to read the tea leaves here in terms of what does it mean politically, because this has been a political act from beginning to end, and I think it has not worked well for Democrats. I mean, how do I know that? Well, the polling has shown that it has gone against impeachment over the last couple of weeks, actually 3 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. As the investigations went on, the testimony went on, et cetera, it seems that the public was convinced by Republicans who for once spoke with one voice, and I think rather resolutely so and convincingly, that it was an unfair process. I think most Americans watched this whole thing unravel and realized that, in fact, Adam Schiff was having these clandestine hearings. He was leaking things purposefully to hurt the president. It was all designed to undermine President Trump and to counteract basically the effects of a very strong economy going into 2020. So I think, you know, I don't think Democrats have won on this thing. The other tell, if you will, is that the Republican National Committee and President Trump have been literally inundated with campaign contributions.
Exactly.
They have raised a huge amount of money in the last month, even as this thing was ongoing. And I read from that what I read actually from just running into people daily, and perhaps you've had the same experience. People are really angry. And,
yes.
You know, I will tell you, as a New Yorker who supports Trump, I am in a corner. I'm not usually
sometimes
crowded.
Lonely.
You know, people are reticent, have been reticent for 3 years to declare themselves Trump supporters because it is clearly not popular in this city. But I have to tell you, this last week, more people have come up to me, stopped me in stores, stopped me on the street, and said, keep doing what you're doing. We need to fight back. And honestly, I'm kind of stunned by this. I mean, you know, again, it's been such a sort of sitting next to someone in a dinner party and sort of tenderly feeling
right.
them out before saying, yeah, you know, this guy's got to be reelected. Boy, it seems to me the gloves are off. And if it's happening here in New York, my gosh, it has to be happening across the country.
No, you're exactly right. That's the exact same sentiment. Playing golf and guys heretofore, I mean, they know what I do. Very rarely would it come up because I say, look, you know, I do that Monday through Friday. I need to do it in times when we're playing golf. But now they themselves and very strong, you know, liberals, definitive and that sort of thing. They're asking reasonable questions, you know.
Yeah.
And as I said, I believe that it's an important time for the country to assess, evaluate, and to begin to re-embrace critical thinking once again, because one thing that the Democrats have done is they've overplayed their hand, and they counted on the people being, continuing to hold on to their amnesia and their laissez-faire attitude, and, you know, they have really shaken a bee's nest here. People are ticked, Liz.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even mild-mannered people that I'm friendly with who are sort of Republican, sort of on the fence, whatever, about personally about Trump are like, no, this is completely wrong. And I think what's interesting is the Democrats brought their best and brightest, supposedly, to this fight. They made their case in the House. I honestly think not a single mind was changed. If you were with Trump going in, you were with Trump coming out. And that suggests to me, because I don't think the country is a bunch of fools, that there just wasn't much of a case to be made. In fact, I really think there was not much of a case to be made. So now we have this extraordinary situation where Nancy Pelosi is doubling down on drawing attention to this whole thing, because that is one outcome of her new decision to delay, which I can't think is a positive. Maybe she thinks going home to face their constituents now, there's a little uncertainty about it or something. I don't know. But here's what I think is happening. So because the Republicans were so successful in coloring this as unfair in the House, Democrats aren't stupid. They saw that and they said, aha, that's a good premise. So in the Senate, let's say that what McConnell is doing is unfair. In other words, that he is not taking the charges seriously. He's willing to sort of dismiss out of hand. He's talking to the White House behind the scenes about how to orchestrate a trial. So is that fair, you know, with rabbit ears? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. So they're kind of, you know, Schumer came out first and said, we want this lengthy trial. We want to have witnesses. Now, I want you to ask yourself, how legitimate is that desire for a trial and witnesses? Because think about Joe Biden being a witness.
Exactly.
Hunter
yeah.
Biden being a witness. Adam Schiff being a witness. James Clapper. All these people,
Brennan,
the Republicans
yeah.
are dying to clobber. Mm-hmm. They're not going to want those guys on the stand because Joe Biden are going to fold like a cheap suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know he can't stand under the pressure. Hunter Biden will totally embarrass himself and his father. Mm-hmm. And this is their front runner. I mean, I can't get over the idea that Democrats launched this whole thing, and the pivotal figure in their impeachment push is Joe Biden, their front runner.
Exactly.
So you just got to kind of shake your head and say, holy crow.
Yeah, and the thing is, Liz, which was amazing, is early on, people were ignorant of the Joe Biden video. And to me, it was shy. I'm going, wait a minute, what do you mean you haven't heard it? And I was hearing numbers like, you know, 80, 90% of the country was not even aware of that Joe Biden video where he admitted a true
yeah.
quid pro quo, right?
Yeah, that he got the guy fired.
Exactly. And then there's still, the jury's still out on that prosecutor. Because whether it was, which I think is quite rich, because you had supposedly, I mean, you know, you had a pig pile on this prosecutor, and now you hear the contravailing evidence that he wasn't as bad, that he was actually one that was actually pursuing, but he had ruffled some feathers because he was getting in the way, and so he's maligned and
yeah.
portrayed as being, you know, some evil, corrupt individual, so he's out of there, all and because they got some international supporters and partners to back that up, but yet with Yovanovitch, who the incoming president flat out said, I don't like her. I think she's corrupt. Well, what does Donald Trump do as a manager?
He
said,
right?
Hey, you're out of here. We need a change in management. And then, oh yeah, by the way, you did get an upgrade, you know, from being an ambassador. Now you're at, what is she, George Washington Anyway, she's a fellow, I think, at George Washington, making better money. She's got a pretty good gig. And they said, you got a good gig there, right?
Look,
anyway, we got to go to break. More from Liz after this.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is
uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Liz P. continues with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz and I couldn't help ourselves. I mean, out here we had to continue the conversation. Because the thing is that we're putting pressure on the truth here, Liz. And I believe this is why people are upset, is they're realizing that, we are being treated by these elite politicians like we're a bunch of mushrooms. They're keeping us in the dark and they're feeding us manure, and the people are saying, hey, enough of this stuff.
Yeah, I think it shows an unbelievable disdain for the half of the country that voted for Donald Trump, I have to say. And for Democrats just to completely ignore the people who support the president is pretty shocking to me. I mean, they're not making any play on any front that I can see for winning over some of those voters that they lost to Donald Trump in 2016. In fact, as you and I have mentioned, talked about in the past, I think there's a good chance that they pick up, Republicans pick up votes in the minority communities, both Hispanic and black
exactly.
voters seem to be, kind of impressed with the economic gains that they're enjoying. To hear those people, the candidates on the stage last night, talking about the state of the economy, the plight of the middle class, I don't know what world they're living in. It certainly isn't the United States, because the reality is middle class median incomes have gone up $5,000 in the last 2 years. People are definitely better off. Here's a Quinnipiac poll that comes out. 73% of the country says that their economic situation is good or excellent. So those 73%, highest in 18 years.
Exactly.
I don't know. I honestly don't know how you combat that if you're a Democrat. I do think health care is a issue that they can tag on to. But even there, they've kind of blown themselves up with their quest for Medicare for all. I don't know where they go from here, honestly.
Well, you know what happened is you had Harold yelling across the room to Virginia, say, "Hey, Burge, hey, we're no longer middle class because we got money down here. So we're moving on up here, girlfriend. What do you think about that?" You know, so to hear the Democrats, because the reality is just too astounding. And you and I have talked about this for ages. You know, what are you going to believe? You know, the facts are your lying eyes or whatever. You know, that old line, how that goes.
Well, I think what offends them so much is that there are some rich people in the country, and I think what inspires so many is that there are rich people in the country.
Right.
Not every country can you come here and have a brilliant idea and follow your idea and make a fortune. That has been the sort of dream of half the world over the last 200 years. Here's a place where if you are smart and you're willing to work 24-hour days, which, by the way, people like Zuckerberg and Elon Musk do in order to build these gigantic enterprises, yeah, you end up with billions of dollars, and good for you.
Exactly.
I mean, really, again, when you sort of sort out what makes Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren so angry, it isn't really the plight of the poor people in this country who are less poor today than they were 3 years ago and who are benefiting from a growing economy and an unbelievable jobs market. It's the fact that some people are doing better. That's not really how most people think about it. It's such a weird, you know, look, they have to, I mean, Bernie Sanders was born angry, I think, and his only party trick is being angry at everybody and everything. Elizabeth Warren's kind of bought into that, which is too bad, because I suspect she could have been a more interesting candidate had she had more flexibility, if you will. Mm-hmm. But that's really what they're railing about. They're not railing so much the plight of the poor as the benefits of being rich.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing's interesting about this whole dynamic, you know, because we talk about, a rising tide, raising all boats here. I mean, let me tell you, the players that play with LeBron James in Los Angeles right now, very happy LeBron James is in town, because he is, in terms of payment, these players are making more money because they're associated with this superstar. The players that were associated with Michael Jordan, they made a ton more money because of what he brought, how he raised the level, the compensation, and everybody else's compensation went accordingly.
Yeah,
so
the same is true about golf.
Exactly.
Golfers are ecstatic when Tiger Woods comes back because they all make more money. You know, here's the thing. People are ambitious. They want to make more money. Everyone feels like they have the important. Here's what's just beyond frustrating to me. Democrats talk about how you can no longer get ahead in this country. I don't believe that, by the way. I meet people all the time, particularly cab drivers, for example, who have migrated from Egypt or Russia or wherever they come from, and African countries as well, and their kids are in medical school, and they are working 20-hour days to make sure their kids have a great future. Okay, that tells me there is still a path to success in this country. But sadly, what is lacking in this country is a free educational opportunity for everybody, because the teachers' unions have so failed our inner city kids that the results from New York City schools recently, I'm sure you probably saw the headlines.
Yes.
There are hundreds of schools where not a single kid in various grades can read or write. I mean, it is appalling. So don't tell me about holding kids back. If you want to get kids, particularly in the minority communities, to succeed, give them a decent education. And that's what Democrats refuse to talk about. Joe Biden's first platform item in this campaign was an education bill, not a single mention of education reform. Because guess what? He needs the teachers' unions knocking on doors and ringing doorbells to get him elected.
I'll tell you, my mother-in-law and dear friends were long-term, retired teachers, and they cringe at what's happening and what's happened to the educational system right now. It's disappointing, because not only do they see it as something that they, gave their heart and soul for, but also what they see for, the people, these young people who are involved in education today, it's their hamstrung. They don't have a fair chance to win. And to your point on all this, Liz, in terms of an overall umbrella, I have maintained that people today, in terms of one critical question that they can ask, when they go to the voting booth or whenever anything comes across of a policy, they need to ask themselves, is this going to add or take away from our liberties?
Yes, because that's something that's being totally lost on everybody. And, you know, we had a conversation the other night on air about the word capitalism, and should we be talking, instead of defending capitalism, because so many young people would prefer socialism, evidently, should we be talking about free enterprise? And I think actually that is true, because free has a wonderful connotation. And when you get right down to it, when you survey people like Pew does and some other organizations about their view of the American dream, their view of ambition and so forth, their main thing that they want more than money is freedom. So what do we have? We have in a state like California now laws being passed that restrict how many columns you and I can write for a particular newspaper. Think about this.
Right.
Because otherwise they have to designate us as full-time employees with all the heinous costs in California of actually adding a full-time employee. So people are losing their jobs, their opportunities. Writer Vox just laid off 200 workers in California because of this law. Uber and Lyft drivers are basically being put to the side. And think about who some of those people are. Some of these Lyft drivers, for example, are graduate students or mothers with children who go to school 4 hours a day, and they want to take those 4 hours and earn a little extra cash. Not allowed, according to the state of California. It is all about personal liberties, and people really need to wise up to this, because this is a serious, serious infringement of our freedom.
Liz, you bring up a great point here, and some really smart HR people would be at the exits there collecting names and reclassifying these individuals, because instead of going overseas and recruiting foreigners, we've got people here within our country that have the talent and they have the ability to refine their skill set in such a way to address the 7 million unfulfilled jobs that that are there, that and these jobs that are left open right now, these aren't minimum wage jobs, Liz. These are great jobs right now that if we retrain these people, give them an opportunity here in this country, and if California wants to kick them off, we'd say, hey, welcome. We'll find a place for you, but we need your manpower, and we're going to give you an opportunity to exercise your gifts and talents in a way that frees you up and gives you this sense of liberty.
But isn't it appalling? And I mean, do young people not get that some of their favorite activities, like hailing an Uber car anytime they want to? You know, a lot of young people in New York and other cities too now don't even bother to get driver's licenses. Remember when you were a kid, this was like the main ambition. You couldn't wait to have a driver's license. Now they're not even getting driver's licenses because they rely on Uber. Well, okay, if Uber gets put out of business, which is what the liberal left wants to do, what happens to those kids?
Yes.
These millennials need to figure out who's got their best interests at heart and who is going to protect their freedom to work and to enjoy the work of others the way they want. It's so, I don't know. I mean, it is sad to me that the media is so relentlessly left-wing that people aren't really finding out about some of the things they need to know.
But they're finding out the hard way, and that's why I say experience defines preference. And the people in California realizing that it's a one-party state controlled by the unions, there is a price to be paid here. So, and they're figuring it out because I think U-Haul says California is the number one state for one-way rental of their products getting out of the state of California.
Isn't that something? New York has to be number two. We're losing people in droves. The sad thing is we're losing people who are taxpayers. And you know what? The people coming in are not.
30 seconds left, Liz. What did Brexit portend for 2020?
Brexit says a lot about what's going to happen next November. People rejected the establishment. They rejected higher taxes. They rejected socialism. It's my fervent hope and expectation that American voters do exactly the same thing.
Well, I think the people there in England are saying, can you hear me now? And I think that's what you're going to hear come November out of the citizens here of America. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst here. Thank you, Liz.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.